I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see you're everything I hope for? You are everything I need. You are so to me. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I never disconnected, no, no. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. My worship and my praise is shifting. Shifting the atmosphere. The heavens are open. My praise and worship is shifting. Shifting the atmosphere. My worship and my praise is, it's shifting, shifting the atmosphere. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for. You are everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Oh, this belief belongs to Jesus. Yeah. Victory belongs to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to God. Oh, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord, more than anything. Oh, more than anything, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You are so beautiful to me. You're a king. So everything I hope for, you are everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. My worship and my praise is shifting the atmosphere. My worship and my praise is shifting the atmosphere. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Rejoicing in all that you are and with all that you have been. Father, and yes, we are so thankful that we woke up in our right minds this morning. Hallelujah. Able to use our mouths and hear and praise you. Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord, for the visionaries of this call. Lord, we thank you for the D.S. DeLeon family. Lord, for the reason why we're all even here together. Lord, you had a plan, and you worked that out in your Jeremiah 29:11 for us. So, Father, I pray that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa. Bless her upcoming conference, Lord. Help everything to just fall in line and decently and in order as you have ordained it to be. Continue to touch her. Touch Mother Josie, Lord. Touch Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Lord. Father, I pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, I pray, oh God, that you continue to give her a special touch of healing. Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. And a great big thank you for Minister Brenda, Lord, as she celebrates her birthday. Father, we pray that this day for her is as equally as special as she is. Continue to just order her footsteps, Lord. Now, God, we thank you for the messenger and the message, God, that it will go forth with clarity, because this call and everything about it is separated, is saturated by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan, you are not wanted on this call. There's no room for you. You cannot stand the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we cast you out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know I just love me some you, and I'm going to turn you over to our hosts now. Have a wonderful, wonderful God-filled day. And as I said, this is the first day of Lent and the first day of our liquid fast. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for feeding us and greeting us today and for serving us in excellence and opening us up with that anointed prayer. God bless you. And may you have an awesome and amazing Winning Wednesday. Thank you again, Psalmist Kaylin, for worshiping us into the atmosphere of our Almighty God. What a sweet, sweet spirit it is here. Thank you so much for serving this morning in excellence. Thank you so much for just, you know, shifting the atmosphere, because the atmosphere has been shifted. God bless you. Have an awesome and amazing Winning Wednesday as well. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed in. And for those who are listening later, we welcome you to this, the Master's Call. We thank you so much for joining us, and we pray that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And my name, by the way, is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who started this call back on October the 25th of 2010, we welcome you. The scripture that we stand on this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We have a website for this call. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. When you visit our website, you will see the bios for all of our speakers. You will see our prayer directives. We are, yes, on the first day of Lent, and so prayer directives and instructions are on our website, and I'm sure additional information will be coming through our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. So make sure you stay connected and adhere to what will be going on. Our TMC theme for 2020 is, "In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen." That scripture references Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. So make sure that you are positioning and posturing yourself for some greater and newer things in 2020. So immediately following this call every day, we get to head over to the new morning motivational call. And you probably say, well, why are we doing that? Well, the reason that most of us are here on this call is because of a company called Artist Life. Artist Life is a company that was founded over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon and the Diaz de Leon family, and it is still going on today, changing and transforming lives all over the world. Currently, he has passed the baton to his children, Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Elvia Diaz de Leon, and they are moving with momentum. And so today is Wellness or Awareness Wednesday on the new Morning Motivational Call, and the power couple of health, Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, will be on that call this morning, and they will be discussing the importance of physical symptoms of grief. Physical symptoms of grief. And I know that grief is something that affects all of us in a different way. So I would advise you to call in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. And that is immediately following this call. I want to just take a praise moment, praise break, and come on the line and salute and celebrate our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. She has been a prayer general here on the Master's Call. She ministers, she worships, she does whatever is necessary. She makes sure that the leadership team is all in place, and definitely a phenomenal leader in the kingdom of God, very anointed. I guess go on and on and on, but at this time I'm just going to simply say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Minister Brenda, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The TMC family loves you. May all your wishes and dreams come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. So, Minister Brenda, we love you. We celebrate you. God loves you best, and we look forward to celebrating the awesome and amazing one that God has created you to be. So, happy birthday. Now, moving on to the message for today. It's time for us to bring up the speaker for this morning. And who is our speaker for this morning? She is none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, all the way from the Bronx, New York. She is a minister on the move to build the kingdom of God. She moves to and from. You never know where she may be, but I'm telling you, this lady right here is definitely a politician for the kingdom. She is out there making moves and moving with momentum no matter where she is. She is caring. She is youthful. She is necessary. She is talented. She is honest. She is intelligent. And she is our anointed speaker for this morning. So without further ado, I would like to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you out there this morning, Minister Cynthia?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much. Truly, good morning. And this is a joyful morning this morning. I'm just so glad to be alive this morning with my health and spirit, which comes from the Lord this morning. I can't thank you enough for that awesome introduction. I'm going to have to pay you later, but thank you so much for that introduction. Thank you, Minister. For the praise, our prayer and greeting everyone this morning. We thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Kalen. Oh, yes, victory belongs to Jesus. I love him forever. Jesus, this morning, I tell you, it's just been real. This morning, I just want to say thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank God for the two amazing, hallelujah, amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robbins Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, this master call has been helping me to go forward. Oh, boy, last night, I just went to bed about 2 o'clock this morning. dealing with politics is no joke. But, you know, God has an assignment that I want to carry out and empower our community. As they say, we are, they is the poets, congressionals in the 79th, the poets. So I do not claim that. I say, oh, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to just say God is able to keep us from falling. I just can't thank him enough this morning. I can't thank God enough for my health. While I had some little health challenges a little this past week after going to Albany. But you know what? If you keep praying and asking God to give you help and, you know, strengthen you, he will bring you back. And I thank God because I didn't want to go to no doctor because I started using my products more than more ever. I just used the products and it just, you know, my health is doing great now. I just won't be before you long, but I just want to come to you this morning. I went to bed late, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to have no time. Not going to stop my God's work from what I have to do here on this call. You know, I could have called and said, oh, but no. I said, no, I can't do that. I'm just going to stop and get up and just give God praise this morning. Let us pray. Dear Lord, this is the day I have to see others' needs and direction from you on any way I might can help in the spirit to power today. May I live out faith, love, hope you give to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Things are just happening to me one right after the other. I thank God for the call because, you know, every time you think something is going wrong, you keep hearing the word and keep moving forward because you know there's a God out there. He's not going to fail you. He hasn't failed me yet. He brought me this far by faith. And my thing coming to bearing strong witness for God, I have to bear witness. I have to be strong because it is dealing with this world and how people think and what they do is really not easy. And as Dr. Manasseh says, it's a fight. It's a fight when you're with God and you're trying to deal with what we're doing here because it is what it is because my life is, I'm doing the right thing, but Satan keeps giving me a setback, a hiccup. It's always something. I shared with the guy yesterday, I said, it's a setback. He got upset. He's saying a setback. You know, because we should have this, you know, we have petitions. Let me just go with the politics. We have petitions. We should have been getting petitions started yesterday. But yet still mine's a setback because of hiccups. I call it hiccups because it could have been done before, but God has a way of doing everything. So, you know, because I am a go-getter. I get the petitions. So they don't like that, you know, and we got about five people running for the same position. So that means I need a head start. But in the entrance, it's a setback. Hopefully, we have the petition today. But you know, I've been praying that God give us this. They get the in their hearts because God is in minds. Let me just read Psalms 7:3-28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have to put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all the works of Him. Amen, amen. Because you definitely, when life throw you a curve, because as I had another sermon, but as I went through this, I said, I have to bear the strong witness for God because I want to say Satan is all in the way. He's trying everything he can, but I'm just keep on holding on to God, unchanging Him. Because it is God in this. He's wanting to give me assignment to do what I'm doing. So I'm so adamant and I'm so strong in what I'm doing. I think because I need our community to understand you got to stand up. You have to keep the faith. You have to move forward. Don't look left. Don't look right. Just stay focused on Him and He will carry you through. So I bear the scrutiny with God. I realize that others struggle with the same issues He did. I determined to bear the strong witness regardless of what God has done with me in my life. I draw near to God every day. Right's perspective to prosper of the wicked and the suffering of the righteous. I enter God present. He learns to trust in him because he's the only one. He sees everything all the time, not sometimes. He sees everything. And if we, see, I tell people that God sits high and look low. They look at me, what do you mean? He's everywhere all the time. Where I might be feeling a little down right now, but as I know as I keep going on with this word bearing strong witness for God, God is going to bring me up out of this today, and my petitions want to be here, and that's all I look at is I'm doing the right thing no matter what. He is the Lord God. He's a Savior. He saved me from all the things I've done. I thank him today. First, I gain the righteous perspective to who God is. He is the Lord God, Yahweh, Jehovah. This title, cover and keep God in the mass of all things. He's ultimately everything that we can find things in life. I said, we know that there's a God up there if you understand how he works. I've seen him work in my life. I've seen him do things that I was trying to, like you say, you got to let go and let God. Don't try to do it yourself because he sits high and he looks low. You have to understand how he works. But I thought that I could do it, but as I keep the faith, as I keep walking the road of righteousness and I keep doing the right thing, things coming because right now I don't see it, but God said, don't worry. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. He is my refuge because I gained the right respect on God. I gave the right perspective on him. I am not doing unjust things. I'm doing the right thing to help the community as much as I can to push them through to understand that there is a God up there. But we got the last month, on Monday night, we had some young adults came to the meeting, and they're talking about how to get the word out in politics, and they got all the social media and everything like that. But when they send literature to their home, I don't think they read it. Some of the adults don't read it. So they were saying that we have to do a different kind of way with them. We have to, as I raised my grandmother, we read the Bible. We had to read the Bible. We had to go to church. It was not like you have it your way. And like they said, this is not McDonald's. They had it their way. They said, you will, when things not going right in your life, you will say, Jesus, Jesus. You will go back to the house of the Lord. You will understand. And I know that for a fact. When I was living in sin, as they say, wasn't going to church. No, what I said when I grew up, I said, when I get grown, I'm not going to church. But, when the horse hit my car, that was God's wake-up call. He woke me up one Sunday morning. Still me going to church. I was going to City Island to have some seafood. I stayed out for 3.5 months. I cried every day. And I can't miss church now. It's just like I can't miss the call now. I can't miss it because it keeps me moving forward because of things happening one right after the other. So if you got to know him for yourself, you got to trust him. Take the time out to be with God. Take it out. Take time out to say, you know what? This is my Savior. I love him. I adore him. I keep myself focused on my God. I can't have everything in front of him. That's why you have to take time out. When we're on that fast, it made a difference in my life. I got so much things done. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hadn't been with God on my side, where would I be? What would I be doing now? You must think about the glory of God is shining on your beloved. Look up with me and worship your heart. Let us radiant my love. Hallelujah. God is in us. God is with us. He saved us these moments alone. I am in God. God is in me. I won't change for nothing, no matter what. This morning, I get up and I said, you know what, Lord? Although, you know, see, one thing about when you got a minister, you wake up before it's time. Because something wakes you up. You can't just sleep, although I went to bed late. But on my mind was this morning, be strong witness for God. Be a strong witness for him. Don't get discouraged. Be that strong witness for him. Because we have the same spirit of faith, according to the writer. Believe, I believe, therefore I have spoken before him, and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, That which we have seen and heard, that declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son and Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3. Come and hear, all ye. Fear God. I would declare that he has done for my soul. Psalm 66:16. This is the meditation of all the work of the Lord. Talk to him day and night. Get him first. Psalm 77:12. Be faithful. Be loving. Be caring. Be shared. I shared in my community that, you know, there's a God up there. He's always on time. He's on time. He's never late. So in my life, I said, when now that I feel that I'm on this journey now with New York State Assembly, I said, pray happy moments, praise God, difficult moments, seek God, quiet moments, worship God, and in the painful moments, trust God. Trust God in everything. I'm trusting him. Oh, Lord, they said, oh, well, Ms. Cox is one of the individuals that is loyal. She's faithful. She's trustworthy. She's always on time. She's there when nobody else would show up. But I thank God with the hiccups I got going on today, this morning, I'm still trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting in what's going to happen. God, if you trust in him, if you know him, keep trusting the Lord, because he will prevail. He will come through like flying colors. He is our Lord, our personal God, with whom I have eternal relationship with. Although it's covenant. As a child, through faith in Jesus Christ, he cares for us. Galatians 3:26. He cares for us. When he draw near to him, trust him. He gained the righteous perspective. The problems I'm having right now, I'm turning them over to the Lord this morning. I can't handle it. It's easy taking me down, but I got to leave it. Put on the cross and leave it with him. Because he's the only one who can carry me through this. I declare that working, God has done in my life, help others who are struggling to realize that God is always in control. He can, if you trust him, he will lead you through this. Although sometimes I don't understand, but I have to let go and let God. Trust him. He will see you through. Be strong witness for God. Be a strong witness for him, because he will take you through. Although everything is kicking me, doing everything to me to stay, but I have to keep the faith. I have to love. More importantly, have hope. Have hope. Father God, we, in closing, bear the strong witness for God this morning, everyone. Bear witness. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that wonderful message of instructions today and be encouraged and know that God has the best things ahead for you. And I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, that you have saturated us with your favor, with your blessings, and with your increase. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would restore, refuel, reset, refill our sister, Minister Cynthia, up until she overflows. I pray that every single thing that she stays in need of, that she stands in need of, God, that you would allow it to manifest in 2020. I ask that you would bless each and every caller that is under the sound of my voice. I pray, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, God, that you will take care of it. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that those who are sick, God, and under the weather, I pray that you would be their strength. I pray for those who are traveling that you would allow your angels to be dispatched so that they could get to and from in the name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you because you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, God, that you are with us in and out of the valley, Father. And I thank you that you rod and you staff and you comfort us, Father. So I pray that the comfort of God will saturate Jessica and her family in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will be their strength, that you will be their comfort, and that you will be their peace. I pray for every business that is open, Father God, that serves your kingdom, Father. I pray for every ministry, Father. I pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, in those businesses, ministries, and in our lives, Father. I pray that you will continue to bless us, that you will continue to keep us, and that you will continue to elevate us as we go through this day and as we win, because you have already given us the victory. And these things I decree and declare. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you would like to go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. For those of you who will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday, where the topic is physical symptoms of grief, you can dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. That is with the Power Couple of Health, Mr. Reggie Flanagan and Mrs. Victoria Flanagan. You could join them there at that number. Again, thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. Again, we celebrate our prayer general today, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Happy, happy birthday to you. I'm sure that we will be taking your celebration to a different level, a higher level on Friday. So make sure everyone, please stay tuned. We would love for you to celebrate our prayer general along with us. Also, make sure you share this. Please share it. www.themasterscall.net. Again, Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much. Minister Cynthia, thank you so much. It has been an honor to serve each one of you this morning as your host for this morning. And Minister Cynthia, if you could please come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Yes, thank you. Happy birthday, Prayer General. Forgive me. Happy birthday. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Make me know your way, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my salvation. For you I wait all day long to come to my to hear and say, seek me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone. God bless you.